as our Florida Matters special coverage of Governor Scott's State of the State address and the 2014 legislative session continues. This is a Florida Matters special. I'm Carson Cooper, joined by Tampa Tribune senior political writer William March and John O'Connor of State Impact Florida. And just before we went to the Democratic responses, Wendy March, I mentioned that that State of the State's address sounded a little campaigny there.
More than a little, Carson.
Yeah. He mentioned the bad old days of 2010, high unemployment, ballooning debts. And one thing that kind of caught my ear is that Scott said, "We inherited a terrible mess." Now, where have we heard that before?
Well, what he's doing is, and this is going to be a major underlying theme of Scott's campaign, is that his predecessor, Charlie Crist, who is also will be his opponent probably in November, caused the state's economic collapse, and that Scott has rescued the state and started rebuilding the economy. Now, in the speech, we not only heard him say that, but Scott explicitly rejected the argument that the state's economic performance was tied to the global recession. He denied that the global recession was the cause. He denied that the national economic recovery was the cause of the state's recovery. He blamed it specifically on Charlie Crist. He even trotted out what sounds like a new campaign slogan. If you recall, his 2010 slogan was, "Let's get to work." Mm-hmm. That's also the name of his independent political committee. That's now being replaced by "Let's keep working." And a lot of the conservative advocacy groups that back Scott, some of those conservative advocacy groups are now tweeting their support for the new slogan, "Let's keep working." So this was pretty clearly definitely a campaign speech in which he laid out the themes that we're going to be hearing from him from now through November.
Yeah, John O'Connor, one of the big challenges for Scott, as it is with other Republican governors with improving economies, is how do you explain a state's improving economy and sort of divorce yourself from the Obama economy or the world recession?
Absolutely. It's a narrow line for any political candidate to walk. During the last presidential campaign, we saw Mitt Romney talking about it in ways that, you know, if people in Florida were feeling better, but nationally things weren't going well, you know, how do you balance that? Scott has the same thing here that, you know, he's trying to make the case that, hey, you feel better. You see it. You see it in your neighborhood. You see that things are turning around. You can thank some of the things that we did during the last 4 years for that.
Now, I have to ask you this because you follow education with State Impact Florida, and watching you during the address, you sort of jumped out of your seat when the governor said something. What was the fact checker in you telling you about?
He was talking about Florida education improvement, and one of the things he mentioned was fourth and eighth graders have the most improvement. I think he's referring to NAEP results there, and I think he's got some of the numbers a little mixed up. If he looks at African American students, I think what he's saying is accurate, but as a whole, it was not accurate.
Well, William March, other than that, no big surprises. He mentioned he would hold the line on tuition, or at least hopefully that'll happen. Tax cuts, auto registration fees. Were there any surprises?
One thing that I don't know if this is a surprise, but one thing that I had to notice was that he went very strong on an appeal to independent voters, possibly to conservative Democrats, moderates within his own party. One of the first big subjects he tackled was public education, talked about funding for public education. The first guest that he introduced from the audience was a public school teacher. Talked a lot about that. Among the other guests that he introduced, you saw a lot of racial diversity, a Haitian, Hispanic. And I think what you're seeing here is that Scott is attempting to calm the fears, ameliorate the dislike of him that's coming from moderates and independent voters.
How likely will we see more action from Tampa Democratic Senator Arthenia Joyner? She is in line to become a minority leader. I'm guessing she'll be in the spotlight a little more this year.
Well, I expect so. The Democrats, of course, in Tallahassee are just going to have to play the sort of Greek chorus of opposition without being able to have much effect. They're going to do all they can with rhetoric, with news conferences, and with trying to raise their voices on high-profile issues without actually being able to pass much legislation or stop legislation they don't like from passing.
And to some degree, I think you heard it in those responses, to echo the message of Charlie Crist, the presumed Democratic nominee for governor. You heard Perry Thurston mentioned Bright Futures scholarships, for instance, which is not something that Scott talked about, but is something that Crist has talked about a little bit. So, you know, expanding access to those scholarships, you know, legislative Democrats can kind of echo that message.
Well, finally, I'll ask you both, what are some of the storylines that we'll be watching during this session?
Well, absolutely. It's the reelection and how everything's going to affect this top of the ticket race and how things filter down ticket as well in terms of, you know, the bills ahead of the legislature.
Wendy March?
Well, we're going to see the Republicans trying to get a few legislative goals accomplished that they fear they might not be able to get accomplished after the election if Crist wins. They're afraid they might have a Democratic governor next year. They're going to try to do things like state government pension reform in anticipation of not having such an easy time next year as they might this year.
Tampa Tribune senior political writer William March and John O'Connor of State Impact Florida, thank you so much for being here. This concludes our special report, Governor Rick Scott's State of the State Address to kick off the 2014 legislative session. Listen for an in-depth look at the State of the State and the session, which is now officially underway during Florida Matters this evening at 6:30. 60 days of lawmaking to go, and you can stay on top of the session during Morning Edition, All Things Considered, Florida Matters, and on our website, WUSFnews.org. I'm Carson Cooper. Thank you for being here. The Diane Rehm Show, you missed. You can hear it in a podcast from our website, WUSF.org. This is WUSF 89.7 Tampa, St. Petersburg, Sarasota, as we join Fresh Air with Terry Gross in Progress on WUSF 89.7.